Cape Talk.
Five things to do this weekend.
And I know many of you are in front of your TV screens or at Newlands Stadium. It's the first cricket test match of the Freedom Series against India. Can South Africa topple India's status as the number one test team in the three test series? EWN sports anchor Katua Lowe joins me on the line. What do you think? How high are the stakes for this test series, Katua?
No, it's a very, very, very high stakes for both teams. South Africa on the back foot at the moment. Unfortunately, I had a bit of a shock this morning, losing three quick wickets. But we've got AB de Villiers and Faf du Plessis at the crease. So hopefully they can steady it for South Africa. But it really, really is a big, big test series, as Faf du Plessis said yesterday. The two top teams, it's basically an alternative for the Ashes test series. So it really, really is big. And also, a perfect place to kick it off, I think, Newlands. Everyone's here in the Mother City for the holidays, and it really is a festive vibe as well. As far as I know, tickets are out for today, but for the rest of the series, tickets are still available day 2, 3, 4, and 5. That's the fantastic thing about test cricket. If you miss one day, it's okay. You've got a few more days to go check it out, so it's awesome.
EWN sports anchor Katua Lowe. South Africa versus India. Faf du Plessis, de Villiers at the crease right now. So turn on your TV screens. As she said, no tickets for today, but tomorrow is a possibility. To get those tickets, to find out about those tickets, you can... we don't have the details on where you can get the tickets, but you can check out more information on supersport.com if you go to cricket South Africa versus India.
Have your say.
SMS 31567.
Cape Talk. Summer.
On to a tango event that's happening at the Promenade this weekend. The Tango Cape Town Summer Series. It's an outdoor Argentine tango dance on the Promenade. Russell Clankies is the organizer of the event, and hopefully he's on the line. Russell, how are you doing?
Hi, I'm fine, thank you.
Fantastic. What's happening this Sunday?
Sunday, we basically every once a month we set up a floor there, you know, next to the pool area. There's normally a space like a semicircle, and we put a floor out there and we start playing tango music and advertise via Facebook. And then most of the dance, tango dancers will start coming and arriving between from 6 o'clock onwards. And then they just start dancing, and people come and sit and watch and maybe have something to eat, and that's basically what happens.
Where does it take place on the Promenade?
Do you know where the pool is?
Yes. So with all those kiosks, those food kiosks?
That's correct, yes. So there are a lot of benches there, but if you go towards the sea, there's that little space. There's normally a bit of space there. And so we put the floor out there in front, and then people just sit there and they watch. You know, it's like something additional you do besides going to the beach and just having an ice cream, whatever. Then you're also seeing people dance as well.
And how much does it cost to join in?
Oh, no, it's free. So it doesn't cost anything. Even if you want to dance and you know a bit of how to tango, anybody's welcome. There is no cost associated with it.
Where do the dancers come from? Different dance studios around Cape Town, or?
Yes, well, there's not too many. There's about, I would think, three or four. So, for example, there's Mark Hoven, and he has an event every second week. And then there's Rachel Glacier, who also has classes, and she has one event per month. And then Sylvia and Jackie, she also would have. So every once a week, there's always one of the teachers having. And then there's also Vickers, who just recently had a tango marathon. And so they basically have people that have been learning to tango, and basically all of them are welcome. I don't teach myself. I try and actually be a neutral person so that everybody feels welcome just to attend. And it's one of the only outdoor events that we have for tango, which the public gets to see.
How long do you tango for?
Is this like for somebody who wants to dance? Or?
Well, I mean, are you up there? How long does the entire event go on for?
Oh, it goes on for about 2 hours to 2.5 hours.
Okay, and starting at what time?
It will be starting at 6 o'clock. And then, this week, specifically, they're forecasting a bit of rain. So depending on how the weather goes, and The sunset, if it was a beautiful blue sky day, then normally we try and stretch it out to about 8:30. But if it's starting to look cold, we might actually end about 8 o'clock.
It sounds like a fantastic event. And the music, where does the music come from?
That's what I forgot to mention. Sylvia Westcott, she does all the music and arranges all the music. And then and she's got her own playlist that she develops specifically for the public, because, you know, tango has got a different mood that you can have. And so she chooses music which people who haven't necessarily tangoed before can relate. And she prepares the music, and I bring the setup, and it's quite a simple setup, totally independent of electricity and everything. And it's, yeah.
Russell, how do people follow these tango events?
Oh, I'm glad you asked. There's a Facebook page called Summer Tango Series, and it's important because when there's a change in anything in the event, I make sure that either on the Facebook page that I will tell them in advance, at least 2 hours in advance, that the event is actually still going ahead or not. And yeah, so Summer Tango Series on Facebook.
Fantastic. Russell Klankies, the Summer Tango Series is taking place from 6 to 8:30 at the Sea Point Pavilion Forecourt next to the swimming pool, Beach Road. The entry, as Russell said there, is free. And to follow more, you can go onto their Facebook page, facebook.com/Summer Tango Series, or otherwise there is a contact number, 083-533-3333. So 533-3333 to find out more about that tango series.
It's the summer holiday season with Cape Talk,
your number one news and talk station.
It is 22:02, and let's move on to the next event on our five things to do this weekend, and that's the Lawrenceford Twilight Market. It's the first one this year. They're going to be hosting the Twilight Market at the Lawrenceford Estate in Somerset West. Fabulous food, a whole lot of new art and craft stores, live entertainment. Organizer Vanessa Lampon is on the line. Vanessa, welcome to the show.
Hi, hello.
So what's the Twilight Market all about for somebody who's never been?
Well, it's our usual wonderful market fair is available, but we host it in the evening, which makes it something different. The estate has a lovely ambiance and atmosphere in the evening. We've got beautiful fairy lights up, and the venue just is alive in a different way.
Can kids also come along?
Yes, kids can also come along. In fact, this evening we're setting up a specialized kids corner, which we've been missing from our market for a few weeks. So that's exciting for them.
And what's on offer in the kids corner?
Well, we're starting out quite small with interactive things. They've got small craft projects they can do. We've got face painting. We've got balloon animals. Later on, we'll be following up with a silent disco for kids. That's in the planning.
Well, that's fantastic because it means that there's no noise for the adults.
Yes.
What about animals? Can dogs tag along?
Yes, we are certainly pet friendly, so we like having our furry kids with us. We do request they stay on a leash.
Okay, and should people bring cash, or is there SnapScan available?
Look, some vendors have SnapScan, and we do have a small ATM on the premises, but always better to bring cash, just in case.
And how can people follow what's happening at Lawrenceford Estate and stay in touch for future events?
We have a very active Facebook page, which is probably the easiest way for Facebook users at least. That will keep everybody updated on all the events and special artists, live performers and things like that. Otherwise, our website is also good, and we are also on Instagram, so any of those three.
Fantastic. Vanessa Lampon, the Lawrenceford Estate First Friday Twilight Market, happening tonight from 5 until 9 o'clock at Lawrenceford Estate, obviously. Free entry, and for more information, you can go to their Facebook page. You can also visit the website www.lfhm.co.za.
Your say.
SMS 31567.
Cape Talk. Summer.
Well, let's return to our interview with Bill Taylor, who's the general manager at Ratunga Junction, about what's on offer at Ratunga in these last few months before the entire park closes down. Bill, we've got you on the line. Fantastic. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Very happy that we finally got you back on the phone. What's on offer at Ratanga Junction?
You know, we've had an incredible season. We've had, just in the last month or so, we've had 120,000 people. And I just went to every ride just now, and it's very local this time of year. The locals have traveled around the first few weeks, and now they're back home and enjoying it. But we've got a fantastic offer. You know, every year we just try to change it a little bit. We've got a fantastic fusion, singing, dancing show. All of our 30 rides are up and running, and including obviously the Bushwhacker, Canal Boats, Canal Boats, the Cobra, Congo Queen, Monkey Falls, and all the favorites that the locals enjoy.
And can you break it down in terms of what's on offer for kids, say, under the age of 10, and then more tweens and teens?
Oh, you bet. From 3 years old onwards, there's a whole bunch. I remember my kids, Zach and Dakota, turned three. They couldn't wait. And they went on antique cars, bangers, which is a little junior bumper cars, barrel rolls, it's a small barrel you get into. And we just did a brand new boot camp junior obstacle course. And then bubble boats. They sit into a little boat and paddle themselves around. And, of course, the traditional carousel. We've got climbing walls and convoys, which are little armored cars they get into. Foam castles, ladybugs, there's a little Ferris wheel and Maasai swings and so forth. So most of the rides are actually geared for 3 to 10-year-olds. And that's why after the park closure, we're actually, and we've never said this on radio before, we're actually going to move the park to a new location and in the form of a family entertainment center. So we're very, very excited about that.
Where's that going to be?
Well, we haven't finalized it yet. It will be in a nearby shopping center, and it's going to be a slightly different format. The big boy rides, including Stargazer, Vortex, Slingshot, and Congo Queen, we're going to find a new home for somewhere. But we're going to change the concept to more of a junior component, and we really look forward to keeping the Ratanga brand alive, albeit in a family entertainment center format.
That sounds fantastic. For the older kids, then, those big rides, they are still on offer up until May.
Oh, you bet. Till May 1, we've got a lot of time left. We've got the Easter school holidays. We're open now until the 16th, and then we do what we call Super Saturdays. And then those holidays at the end of April and on Workers' Day, May 1, sadly, the Ratanga Junction that you know it will be over. But until then, everything is up and running. In fact, for this season, we've actually brought in a fantastic ride called the Twister, which is kind of teacups on steroids, so to speak. So it's a wonderful, wonderful ride. We're waiting for you to come in and try it yourself.
And what's there for people who don't necessarily want to do all the rides?
Well, we got a lot of people like that. We got a lot of people who don't like the high adrenaline, or that's just sometimes it's grandma wants to come join them. And there's plenty on offer. They can go to, they purchase a fun pass, which is much, much less expensive. And then
that's
they can come and enjoy all of our shows. We've got Martin Odd's Birds of Africa Bird and Snake Show. And of course, even with the fun pass, they can go on our Temperance Flyer train, which goes all through Century City. As well as the canal boat ride they can go on. And then just to get away, I know Cricket's on today, so we've got a room called Times Square Cafe, and they can kind of hide in that air-conditioned room and watch giant TV screens if they want to get away from the kids for a few hours.
And then price, Bill?
Well, our prices, the list price is 179 Rand for a full adventure ticket, which is 1.3 meters and above, and the mini adventure, which is under 1.3, is 95 Rand. But just about a half hour ago, I just released on Web Tickets, which is www.webtickets.co.za, 6,000 discounted tickets between now and January 16th. So they should be up and running in a few minutes, and they're from as little as 50 Rand on the last couple days, which is the 15th and 16th. And next week from Monday to Thursday, which is the 8th to the 11th, there was as little as 95 Rand. So we just
let the Capetonians
enjoy it one more time.
So those have just been released right now?
Just now, just a few minutes ago through our friends at Web Tickets, and so your listeners will get first shot at them. It's not even been posted on our 60,000-plus fans on Facebook yet.
Bill Taylor, the general manager of Ratanga Junction Theme Park, thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Enjoy the day. Thank you.
You too. Well, as Bill said, the Rutunga Junction is open from 10 o'clock in the morning until 5 o'clock in the evening. The tickets range from 70 Rand to 179 Rand. But with those tickets that have just been released, you heard Bill saying you can grab them for as little as 50 bucks. Full adventure ticket, 179 Rand. Fun pass, if you don't want to go on any of the rides, is 70 Rand. And for more information, you can email info@rutunga.co.za or call 021-550-8504. Tickets are available through web tickets on the web tickets website, or you can go on to Facebook/Rutunga Junction. Their official website, www.rutunga.co.za.
Have your say.
SMS 31567.
Cape Talk Summer.
Five things to do. And one of the biggest events happening in the city is the Lomara Queen's Plate that's happening today and tomorrow, in fact. We're joined on the line by Catherine Gray, who is one of the organizers of the event. Catherine, welcome to the show. Thanks so much for holding on.
Hi, no problem. Good afternoon. Thanks so much for having me on the show.
So the Queen's Plate, it's a massive event. 157 years it's been going for.
Yes, 157 years and our 14th year of sponsoring as Zomaran. Really, really beautiful day out here today. A little bit of a breeze, but it's actually perfect with the heat. It's the second year of the festival. We started off doing the Queen's Plate over 2 days last year. And we're really pleased because we're seeing almost four times the numbers that we saw this time last year. So really pleased that people are understanding what we're trying to do, bring people to the racetrack, you know, not on either or day, but come to both days. So there's a really lovely atmosphere here at Kenilworth at the moment, everybody in their blue and white. We've seen some very good racing already and very set up and ready for a fantastic second day of racing tomorrow.
And so what's happening today? The big event is tomorrow, if I'm correct, yes. But today is...
Yes, so today we host what we call the LQP Garden Party, and it's a very small event where if you buy a ticket, you get an all-inclusive day of course, racing. And then we really focus on the Lomaran Blut Method Cup Classic, excuse me. Today we've got Heineken Draft, we've got a beautiful harvest table for all our guests, jazz. So it's a very relaxed day. It ends a little bit earlier. We only have 8 races today, so that people really get a good night's sleep because it's a long day, 10 races tomorrow with the after party. But today is really, it draws people who I think understand what we're trying to achieve. And it's really a focus on racing, following the horses, seeing, you know, who's performing today, who's going to perform tomorrow, and just supporting the industry as a whole. And then, of course, tomorrow we see 5,000 people here. So it's a massive turnaround for us this evening. Because we'll see all the floods of people arriving in blue and white tomorrow. But we're set and ready to go. I'm sure it's going to be a great success.
Let's start with the fashion and then get to the racing, the big racing event. The theme is blue and white, and then there's always the competition to find out who's the best dressed. What time does that happen?
So we run a best dressed competition today and tomorrow, and as always, it's blue and white. So today that's happening at 4 o'clock, tomorrow at 5 o'clock. We have fantastic prizes that are sponsored by Cartier, by Lomaran, Sky Vodka, and it celebrates the best-dressed women and best-dressed men. We've seen over the years that actually the men make a huge amount of effort, so we thought it was only fair that we honour and validate both genders. But it's really been great to see how people interpret the blue and white theme, how people subscribe to it. It is our brand. And people make a huge amount of effort. We obviously do prefer to look out for people who are wearing something local. We really do try to promote and celebrate everything that is South African and local at this event, from fashion to food to wine, horses, everything, because we really do have an incredibly high standard here in South Africa and especially in the Cape. But if you want to be eligible for Best Dress tomorrow or today, you must be wearing a hat if you're a lady. I know there are a few good milliners around town who I think have gotten some very last-minute calls, excuse me, from ladies around Cape Town to try and make them up something. And just interpret your blue and white how you'd like to. You know, we look for small little details. a combination of the use of blue and white, and of course something that's appropriate to racing and understanding what we're here for. So appropriate length and style is very important to us as well.
And what's the main racing event tomorrow? What time is that happening?
So the Lomeron Queen's Plate is the grade one. That's at 20 to 5. There's a grade one, the Cartier Paddock Stakes, that is at 4 o'clock. I stand to be corrected, but I think it's at 4 o'clock tomorrow. So the two, I might be wrong, but we've got two grade ones. Title is Lomeron Queen's Plate. So that's what we really look forward to. And it's always a very strong field and very strong competition that we'll see. So looking forward to it. And I can't give any tips on who the favorite is.
That was going to be my next question.
Yeah. And I said in a previous interview that somehow when I get asked that and do say it to friends or in an interview, my advice is always the wrong advice. So it's probably better that I can't.
So you're going to steer clear of making
that. Yeah, that I can't tell you who's the one to put your money on. But it's certainly going to be an exciting race and a fantastic day today and tomorrow.
And then, Catherine, I mean, there is another controversial question that I have to ask. I know that the Sun Met is coming up later this month on the 27th. There are going to be protests, apparently, because some of Marcus Uster, the former boss of Steinhoff, some of his horses are going to be racing in that event. Do you know if Marcus Uster isn't at all, any of his horses are involved in any of the events this weekend?
My understanding is that the horses that are running previously have belonged to him, that any money made from winnings of that does not go directly to him, that there has been an agreement put in place that is going into another place. I can't explain that in the depth that I would like to.
But he does have horses that are racing.
I haven't looked at the final field for tomorrow.
Okay.
So I'm not entirely sure. But we're really just wanting to support the industry, and hopefully the whole thing won't cloud the whole industry. You know, it's important that people support racing on whatever race day it is, and hopefully they'll come tomorrow. They'll come to other meetings and keep this industry going, because there is a lot of good in it and a lot of hard workers and a lot of good things that are continuing to happen in the industry.
But not expecting any protests or any trouble at all.
No, not at all.
Okay, fantastic. Catherine Gray, the organizer, one of the organizers for the Lomeron Queen's Plate, one of the most prestigious equestrian events on the calendar. It's the 157th time that it's happening, from 11 in the morning until 11 at night at the Kenilworth Racecourse in Cape Town. Tickets from 350 Rand per person to 3,500 Rand per person, depending on the area you book for. You can get more information from www.lqp.co.za, or you can call 433-0347, or you can email lqp@celebsa.com. And as we heard Catherine saying there, she was saying that, as always, it's white and blue, and extra points if you're wearing local.
Have your say.
SMS 31567.
Cape Talk. Summer.